Blog Talk Radio.
Father, it is I, your host,
Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. again, bringing you greetings from the nation's capital. And I just want to say thank you for joining us for another wonderful night, a wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. I am so appreciative that you have decided to come and spend this next hour as we discuss a topic that God has laid on my heart. I pray that you will participate, that it will cause you to think, and that you will have comments. But as we always do, we understand the power of prayer. So without further ado, let us have a word of prayer. Lord Father, we thank you. Again, thank you. We are grateful, Lord God. We are thankful. Before we even ask of anything, we just want to show you and tell you how grateful we are, how thankful we are. Oh God, I'm appreciative because it didn't have to be this way. It could have been so many other different ways. But God, because of your grace, your mercy, and most of all, your love for me and for us, we are here to celebrate and honor you and study who you are and what you mean to us. Lord God, allow the words to come out of my mouth to be a blessing, that it would also challenge people thinking, that they will go away and understand that there's a better way of living. Lord God, I thank you for, again, life and life more abundantly. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to bless those who are mourning. Bless Mr. Ron. Continue to bless Donovan. And continue to bless Al. Three black men who you called their mother home to be with you. So because of that, Lord God, I pray that you will bless them and that you will allow them to have memories, great memories, good memories of their mother. I pray, Lord God, for my mother. I pray, Lord God, that you will regulate her heart. I pray that she will not be stubborn and that she will take her medicine as she's supposed to. I pray, Lord God, for my stepmother, my other mother. I pray blessings upon her. I pray that you heal her body. Lord God, thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for healing my body. And though I was feeling ill, Lord God, I press forward because I understand you get the glory, you get the honor, and that you called us to a task. So, Lord God, allow me, anoint me to spread your word further and farther away than I've ever had before. Allow your Holy Spirit to intertwine with my thoughts, that only your words come out and only your ideas come out. Lord God, we ask that you bless all those who share and who are part of the Omega Ministry Group, those who are part of the Blog Talk Radio family. Lord God, thank you. I give you honor. I give you praise. Bless whatever else I forgot to mention, because you know us. You are all powerful. I trust that it's done. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we thank the Lord for you. We thank God, and we pray that something tonight will be shared will be a blessing to you. As always, we want to invite you to be a part of the conversation. You can press 1 on your phone, and by pressing 1 on your phone, I will be able to recognize that you have a comment, and I'll be able to open up your mic. If you are listening to the rebroadcast of this, I pray that if you have a comment, you can send me an email, jayvan91@yahoo.com. Again, J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. And we'll be able to, we will respond to all your questions and comments. Well, tonight, my brothers and sisters, we want to share with you the thought, and we will be discussing gratefulness. I was thinking about my life, thinking about what's going on in my life, and there are some things that I want. I'm be honest and transparent. There's some things that I'm praying that will happen. And to the point that I am really worrying about those or over concerned. And God started speaking to me and started showing me that I was just being a little ungrateful. And I thought to myself, wow, that's odd. And then he started showing me and started speaking to me about some of the things, or not some, but most of the things that I already had. And I started thinking about as when I was a child, that, you know, when my grandparents and my mom raised me, and they always told me to be respectful. And when someone gives you something or when someone does something for you, your first response should be thank you. And I thought about that, and they used to say, don't be ungrateful for what you had or what you have received. Now, there was times that I got stuff that I really didn't like. You know, I wanted the new Jordache jeans. Well, because Jordache jeans were expensive, and my mother trying to feed four of us and clothe us and feed us and keep a roof over our head, we weren't able to go to get the Jordache jeans. So we had to go to Sears, and we had to go get Tough Skin. And the Tough Skin jeans were kind of faded jeans, and they were made by Sears. And along with just getting the Tough Skin, I would have to go get Husky. That was the size that I was considered to be. And Tough Skin jeans, like I said, they didn't feel good. They were really, just not a real nice, comfortable jean. Well, my grandmother saying, okay, y'all need jeans for school. We're going to the store to get you some jeans. So I tell her, well, I want some Jordache. And she was like, what are those? And I told her, she said, we ain't getting no Jordache. She said, we're going to Sears, and we're going to get you some Tough Skin. Now, of course, I had an attitude. I will tell you that my grandmother has told me that since the beginning of my birth, I've always liked nice things. I've always wanted nice things. I've always try to inquire nice things, good quality, and expensive stuff. And I thank God that I'm able to continue to not get all that I want. I do have a lot of nice stuff. But I am, you know, she said, you know, you can get these jeans. We went to the store, went to Sears, and she said, you can get these jeans or you can get nothing at all. Now, I knew that I wanted some new jeans. I didn't want some tough skin, but I know I needed to get some jeans because most of the other jeans I had wore out and wore a hole in the knee. So after them patching it, I didn't want to go around and wear those anymore to school. So I went on and got the tough skin. Now, didn't like it, but I learned to be grateful and thankful for getting the tough skin. What I've now realized that's what we ought to be, that's how most of us are now when it comes to our relationship with God. Most of us are in a position or in a place where we are not grateful for what God has done and what God is currently doing. Let me give you the definition of grateful. And gratefulness is a noun, but the root word grateful is an adjective. It's defined as appreciative of benefits received, expressing gratitude, affording pleasure or contentment, and last, pleasing by reason of comfort supplied or discomfort alleviated. So we have these four definitions for the word grateful or gratefulness. So when we think about our relationship with God and we look at what he has done for us, a lot of us, it's difficult for us to show our appreciation for the benefits that we receive. Now, the way that I know that we don't appreciate it, and I say we, I include myself, is sometimes we tend not to talk to God as much as we ought to when we receive everything that we get. It's like a relationship. You can't just talk to the person every now and then. You have to talk to the person on the regular, consistent basis in order for the relationship to work. So it is with our God. Our God wants to hear from us, wants us to share, and wants us to give him honor and give him praise. I will tell you that before, I've been associated now, wow, with the prayer line for about 12 years. I will honestly say that before I was connected to the Man Up prayer line with Omega Ministry Group, I really did not pray a lot. I loved the Lord. I went to church. I prayed at church, but when I went home, I would pray over my food, and then that would be it. Being with these men every morning has got me into the place. It has pushed me to the place to understand the importance of prayer. And during that prayer time, I've learned to appreciate what God has blessed and what God has said to me through the Holy Spirit. Now, again, that's not the only way that we don't show our gratitude. We don't show our gratitude because a lot of times we don't spend as much time in His Word as we ought to. We don't study as we ought to. Now, we all know that, I believe 1 Timothy, the Bible talks about a workman must study to show themselves being able to rightly divide the word of God. You can't really talk about the word if you don't study the word. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go out and be a preacher or you have to quote every scripture, but there are something that ought to be able to resonate and be able to bubble inside of you. And not just bubble up inside of you, but be a part of who you are. And that can't happen until you start spending time in God's word. How can you know Him if you don't spend time with Him? Now, we're talking about being grateful. Now, we are being grateful because of the benefits that we receive. And a lot of times people are more concerned, or they're more, when we talk about benefits, they're thinking that it's more about these great things that God is supposed to provide. You know, a house, a car, money, a spouse. But what about the benefit of knowing that we have salvation? What about the benefit of knowing that we are going to live with God forever? What about the benefit of knowing that we have been grafted in, though we were not the chosen people of God, but because of our confession and because of our belief and our faith walk, we are now a part of God's family? What about the benefit of understanding that you can move around and that you can talk and walk and see and hear and smell? It's what I've realized is you don't appreciate. Sometimes it's difficult for you to appreciate those things until you lose them, or until you find a place where you're about to lose things. We are in supposed to be spring. It's still cold here in the nation's capital, though we had a great day today, but it's been cold lately. But we are about to embark upon pollen season. And I pray, Lord God, bless everyone, that we will not suffer with allergies. But, excuse me. See, there's allergies right there. We understand that when pollen and the allergies, when you start having a closed up nose, or when you start messing with your eyes, that's when you really realize how important it is to be able to smell and see. But those are the types of things that we ought to be always grateful for. The small things, the intimate things, the things that will lead us to a better relationship with Him. Because we have received this benefit from God. We also understand that that gratefulness is expressing gratitude. Now, there are times that I express my gratitude towards God in a loud, boisterous way, when I praise God and give him honor. And then there's times that I do it in a most peaceful and solemn way. But for the most part, I believe, just as Psalm 150 says, that we are to praise him with let everything that has breath praise him. That when we get to a place that, you know, let me give an example. I've been to some churches. I've been around some people where when they think about God and when they think about what he's done, they have this life little, okay, thank God, thank you, Lord, thank you. But when I start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I start thinking about the fact that God has done so many great things in my life, that God has delivered me from so many things that I knew about and so many things that I didn't know about. So it comes a time where you can't just pity pat or you can't just be silent about your gratitude. You have to yell it out sometimes. There are times that I just yell out, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I praise you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let me give you a little secret. Don't tell a lot of people, but let me just give you a secret. There are times in your life that you have to realize that you might not be feeling good, but if you praise God with really being grateful, really being thankful, trust me, you're going to feel better. I'm telling you, I know you say you might not be, or you might not, but trust me, you will. You will find yourself in a place where you will stop thinking about the problem or the situation, and you'll start thinking about how God has blessed you and how God has given you some of these benefits. You'll start thinking about the benefits that God has provided for you. So, what we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick pause. Once you go get yourself some water, maybe some iced tea, and think about it. You might even want to go and praise God. You might want to just shout hallelujah. Well, thank you, God, right now. Well, we're going to take this brief praise break. That's what we're going to do. And I'll be right back.
Save in this place, and it is all over me. I feel the love of the same.
Amen. Amen. It's in our praise. It's in our praise, brothers and sisters, that we show our gratefulness. Now, again, we are discussing gratefulness or grateful, being grateful. And I've given you the definition. Grateful, the definition is appreciative of benefits received, expressing gratitude, affording pleasure and contentment, pleasing by reason of comfort supplied or discomfort alleviated. There you go. So we've already talked about the fact that God has given us benefits, and some of those benefits are not always what we would consider the materialistic things that we have: house, cars, and a job, and money, and spouses, and clothes. But the benefits of having a relationship with God, the benefits of being able to breathe, the benefits of being able to move around and be in a right state of mind, those are the benefits that we ought to express our gratitude. And we said in expressing our gratitude that there are times, yes, that you can't be loud about it, you can't be over the top about it, but then there's times, as the songwriter says, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Sometimes you just got to praise him. I'm telling you, it's not about always a feeling. And I truly believe that being grateful is a state of mind. See, so many times feelings come and go. It's like the wind. You don't know where it's going or where it's coming from. Our feelings they're so easily to change. But when you have a made up mind, when you have a mind that will say that I will praise God, and that moves us into our next point where we're talking about affording pleasure or contentment. God says that we ought to be content, that our contentment or us being satisfied is anchored in having a relationship with God and having knowing who he is and knowing that he is in control. Now, I understand, and please don't misquote me. I believe that God, there's nothing that God won't keep from us, that he can provide any and everything. But then there's just some things that you're just not going to get. And you're not going to get them because they weren't meant for you, or they could bring you harm. Let me give you a prime example. When you think about the time when you first started driving a car, most of us, on our first car or the car that we learned how to drive, it wasn't the nice car. It wasn't the expensive car. It was something, what we would call a bucket. It was something that wasn't, that if it got hurt or if you hit something, it would be okay. But just imagine you trying to learn how to drive with a stock car, or you trying to learn how to drive in an 18-wheeler. You're not ready for that. You can't handle that responsibility. But it's through spending time with God. It's through growth and maturity that God will start to give us more and more things. The word of God says that if we walk upright, there's no good thing that he will withhold from us. And I truly believe that. And I just had a friend. On Friday, we were at a homegoing service for one of my good friends, mother, and we were at the repast afterwards. And one of the guys made this declaration, and when I heard it, I said, man, my God, what am I doing wrong? This guy said, you know what? He was talking to a bunch of us. He said, man, I know y'all preachers and stuff, but man, I pray that I hit the lottery. He said, man, he said, and I pray that I hit it. He said, man, I feel lucky. He said, man, he said, because when I hit the lottery, I'm just not going to be on, but everybody around me going to be on. He said, all y'all preachers, he said, but not just preachers, but y'all just good men. Y'all good brothers. He said, man, I don't learn that over time. I don't give money to brothers and they go out and get drugs and then they end up losing the money. He said, but man, if I hit the lottery, I'm going to set you up with money. I'm going to set you up with money. I'm going to set you up with money because I know y'all going to use it for the glory of God. Y'all gonna flip it and make it work. And he said, man, he said, and I just believe that God going to do it. He said, because everything I ask God to do, he does it. He said, I said, wow. And I said, everything. He said, man, there ain't nothing that I have not asked God to provide for me that he hasn't done. And I started saying, wow. Now, this guy, loving to death, doesn't go to church every Sunday. If you saw him, you would question if he has a relationship with God, just by the way he moves and the way he talks sometimes. But for him just to make a bold declaration to know that God loves him and there's nothing that God will withhold from him, and how grateful he is to know and to appreciate that, so many of us who go to church every Sunday, who go to Bible study at once a week, who are on prayer line, we have this doubt. We have this insecurity. We have this, just doubt that God can do it. I believe and I know, just like the song says, it's a good song. If God has done it before, he can do it again. And what I know is that when he does it again, he doesn't even have to do it the same way. Jesus healed two different men from palsy, from what they said back then, the palsy. And one is something Luke. I want to say chapter 3, leprosy. I'm sorry. He healed two different men of leprosy. And in Luke, in chapter 3 or 5, somewhere in Luke, one he heals by touching the man, and leprosy goes away. Later on, when he heals the 10 men of leprosy, he just speaks to them. Now, they both got a healing, but it was in two different ways. So you got to understand and know that God is blessing you. And just because it doesn't look like the last time he blessed you, doesn't mean that he's not blessing you, that he's not taking care of you, that he's not providing for you. We got to believe and we got to know that we have to have an attitude of gratitude because of the pleasures that he affords us. Yeah, I know you had times, and you got to be honest, that you know you didn't deserve that. You know you didn't deserve that job. But the favor of God was upon you. The favor. And as they say, favor is not fair. But you have to be appreciative of that favor. Now, the last thing I want to talk about today, this evening, is in this last definition of grateful, is pleasing by reason of comfort supplied or discomfort alleviated. Now, when I read this and I thought about this, I thought about the fact that when you came to God, or rather, when we came to God, when we really had an understanding of who he is and what he meant to or what he means to us. A lot of us came to God because we got tired. We was tired of living the way that we were living. Or because some preacher or somebody shared with us and said that we was living this sinful life and that we got to come and give our life to God. And yes, that's all true. But what God has done for us is just not brought about salvation, but he has brought to us a better way of living, a better way to be happy and satisfied and to live this life to give him glory and give him honor. Again, I truly believe that everybody is not meant to be poor. That there are people who struggle. There are people who have issues. And God, most of the time when you talk to them, they are somewhat content because they know that God is still the God of their life, that God is still working things out in their lives, that God is still blessing them. So it's just not about him giving us stuff, but it's also about him taking away stuff from us. I mean, think about it. When you gave your life to Christ, when you gave your life to God, there were some things, some ways that you were living that was not beneficial to who you are or beneficial to your life. And in some instances, God immediately took those things away from you. But in some other instances, some other circumstances, it was a process. And either way, we got to be satisfied and happy and know that God is doing it for our greater good or for the greater good. To know that God is taking things away from us that will bring us harm. Again, think about it. Everything that you want, it ain't good for you. Now, I know that's not proper English, so for all you English teachers, I apologize, but it ain't good for you. It just ain't. I was left one film here in D.C. and drove to North Carolina for another film in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Now, I went down there, and we stood with my brother Donovan as we buried his mother. Had a great graveside homegoing service. After that, we went to a restaurant, and when I say that food was so good, it was so good. It was just so good that I ended up hurting myself. I ended up not eating way too much. And it was funny because I was sitting amongst Donovan's wife and some of her friends. And I started, after I was eating, I started rocking and I started humming. And then after about 2 or 3 minutes, they said, "Boy, if you don't stop humming, you're about to put me to sleep over here. You were just in another world. You're just happy." And I said, "You don't understand. I haven't had good food like this in a minute. I am satisfied." But I will say I ate a little too much with stuff. Couldn't eat any more for the rest of the day. But I am thankful that God provided grace and mercy and did not allow me to get sick, but that he allowed me to partake of some really great food. And I'm just trying to illustrate to you, we ought to have an attitude of gratitude, that there are things that God has blessed us with, benefits, And we ought to praise God. We ought to thank God for those things. And as I said before, it's a mindset. It's just not a feeling. you ought to be able to have this mindset to say, through hell or high water, just as the three Hebrew boys, I don't care what you say, King. If I die, I'm dying because I'm giving God the honor and I'm giving him the glory. And I'm going to be satisfied if I die. And God rewarded them for their faithfulness. So much that even Jesus showed up in the fire, or the image of God, the image of Jesus showed up in the fire with them. And they came out smoke-free. Tonight, maybe it's your turn. Maybe it's your turn to go through the fire. Maybe it's your time to stand for God. Maybe it's your time to just sit back and be appreciative of what God has done for you. I know you don't have everything you want. I know you don't have everything you might need. But trust me, God is working it out. You don't have to wait until you die to receive all the riches and all the glory and all that God has for you. God wants you to enjoy life now. God wants you to experience life with great joy and happiness. But are you going to be grateful through the ups and the downs, when it's sunshine and when it's raining? What's going to be your attitude? I pray that it'll be grateful. Lord God, we thank you for this study. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to grant us an attitude of gratefulness. Lord God, if it is our attitude that is not pleasing to you, we pray, Lord God, that you will give us time to get it right, that we will have a mindset, and not based upon our feelings, but based upon the fact that we know that you are a great God and that you're looking out for our greater good. Lord God, let us be the example to so many others of who you are. And may we share with them our gratefulness of who you are in our lives. Lord God, we love you. We adore you. We magnify the name of your Son, who is our Savior. And his name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters, we always want to have a little time. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you can press 1 on your phone, and I will be able to unmute your mic. We thank the Lord for all those who are a part of, who called in tonight. We pray for those who are listening to the rebroadcast. Again, if you want to contact me, you can reach me at jvan91@yahoo.com. Is there a comment? Okay. Let me also tell you, please tune in and support Omega Ministry Group. On Monday night, we have our beloved brother, the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr, and his queen Tammy Storr, as they share every Monday night from 7:30 to 9 on the subject of oneness. A man, a couple who been married for 20-something years now, or almost, well, over 20 years. Yeah, because the twins are, I think, like 20, 19 or 20. Well, yeah. Nevertheless, they got a lot of years of marriage. But a man and wife who love the Lord, who can be transparent, and who share the ups and downs about relationships. From every Monday night from 7:30 to 9. Then at 9:30, we have, on Wednesday night, we have from yours truly, from 8:30 to 9:30. On Thursday night, we have Brother George Bishop, George Flint, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Also, a mighty man of God, man who loves the Lord, who shares the word of God out of the Atlanta area. Let me see. I'm sorry. And then on Saturdays, we have Brother Joseph, I'm sorry, Amos Joseph Collins at 1 o'clock. I'm sorry, there you go. So let me give you the rundown of the shows again. Every Monday night, we have Tammy, Jesse and Tammy Store from 7:30 to 9. From 9:30 to 10, Minister Lisa Killings, great woman of God. On Wednesday nights is yours truly from 8:30 to 9:30. On Thursday nights, we have Bishop George Flint from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. At 1 o'clock on Saturdays, we have Brother Amos Joseph Collins out of the Ohio area. We just love the Lord, and we just thank God for all of these men and women who share God's word. Again, we just thank God, and we always want you to understand that we praise God. Now, for you who are looking to expand your territory, maybe the Lord is trying to tell you it's time for you to expand, and you have a word that you would like to share, please contact me, and I will speak to Brother Storr. We have plenty of time that we can share with you, where we will allow you to share the word of God through you, or the topic, if it's something else that you don't have to necessarily be about God, but we would definitely censor. We're just not going to allow anyone to get on the air. But you can reach me, again, jvan@91@yahoo.com, and we will talk, and then I will connect you to Brother Jesse Storr. I will tell you again, and I share this every now and then. I was afraid to be on, to have a blog show. I knew I could preach. I knew I could teach. But I knew that being a part of this would cause me to be a higher level of dedication. And I just wasn't going to do it. And Brother Jesse got on me for about a year or two, saying, man, come on, man, God is going to use you. And it wasn't until Mother Storr, his mother, we were having a conversation. She was there, and I know this was from God. And she said, what you're afraid for, if you be faithful to being on the air, God will be faithful to give you a word. And I will tell you, I don't even know how many years I've been on now, but he has never failed me yet. So maybe God is calling you to be able to want to share, and we can make that possible. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we are so appreciative for you. Again, we want to open up the lines before we close out. Is there one that would like to make a comment? No? All righty. Well, we thank God again for you. As always, come back. Share this word. Show your appreciation. Show your gratitude towards God. And know that he is always working it out. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. This is a great song, sisters and brothers. I love this song. It's what we got to do. We got to speak to the storm and trust in God. See you.
Cause I'm